We had a multi-generational family.
Yes, you did. How nice, though.
It was wonderful. I feel sorry for children that don't have that kind of backing.
And I think this day, that's a lot of children, because
yes,
if parents don't have children until they're 40, the great-grandparents are long gone.
That's true. My family was one that used to sit around the tea table and talk, and little pictures had big ears, you know. But I just sit and listen to them, and it made so much difference to me when I started doing genealogy, because I remembered the stories that they had told. And they always differentiated the houses that they lived in Chicago. They'd say, when we lived at 3839 Dearborn Street, or when we lived at 119 61st Street, so I knew where they had lived. And when you do genealogy and you want to do census reports, you have to know where people lived in large cities. So it was wonderful for me to have all that background, you know, but I took it in by osmosis because I surely didn't know that I was going to need it, you know.
No, you're right. Chicago, at least, is an easy city to work from in the census. I mean, I don't know, my Oklahoma relatives had the nerve to live there when it was still Indian territory, so it's like... In fact, I haven't found them in the census there. I have other documents that prove that they were there, but the census is one of them.
Well... I don't know. There are so many of us that try to do genealogy that just hit one brick wall after another. And you have to be a very good detective. You have to keep at it, because a little Mormon lady who taught me a lot that I know about genealogy, she would say to me, "Now, Mildred, you just keep at it because your ancestors want to be found." And, you know, I have heard some amazing stories about things that people found by just happenstance.
Yes.
So you do have to keep at it.
You do, and it's a lifetime hobby.
Yes. It's not something you can do in a hurry, that's for sure.
It takes more patience than any other hobby I can think of, actually.
Yes.
Growing bonsai progresses more quickly. Did your grandparents live in the area?
Yes, they lived in town. My grandfather was a partner with my dad in the Ice and Coal Storage House.
So, yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And it asks, what did they do for a living? We know this. But how about on the other side of the family, on your father's side?
He was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He had inherited the family farm.
In Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Were they born in the United States, all the grandparents?
Yes.
Okay. And your spouse's name?
Oh, Jack Allen.
And where was he born?
In Fort Baird, New Mexico.
Oh. Okay. In what year?
1924.
And his occupation?
He was an insurance man, a broker.
Okay. And was his family originally from Europe?
Well, yes and no. The first Wombo came over in 1737. But no, they lived in Pennsylvania for many years, and then they went into Wisconsin, around Milwaukee.
A lot of Germans.
Yes.
Okay.